This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago police officer who fatally shot his partner, Crystal Rivera, while pursuing a suspect was stripped today of his police powers, but not for that shooting. The move comes a few days after the Sun-Times and the Illinois Answers Project reported a female officer accused Officer Carlos Baker of attacking her at a Wicker Park bar over the last weekend. The Chicago Police Department opened an internal investigation into an accusation that Baker tried to get video of the incident from a business, saying he was investigating what happened. Baker's police union lawyer says Baker was not involved in any bar fight and that he did not abuse his authority. The back and forth between the Trump administration and the Illinois State Board of Elections continues. My colleague Alex Degman reports the Justice Department says the State Board of Election is not giving it what it is asking for. The board sent the feds a copy of the state's voter file. It's already available, though, to governments and political committees, and it includes names and addresses and voting histories. But the DOJ says that is not good enough. It also wants driver's license numbers, birth dates, and partial Social Security numbers. It says all of this is necessary to make sure the state is complying with federal law on voter registration maintenance. The State Board of Elections says it is reviewing this and other requests. The Justice Department is also asking to see how many ineligible voters have been taken off the rolls since 2022, people including felons or residents who don't have legal status. More heat and humidity is in the forecast this weekend around Chicago. The National Weather Service says high temperatures will range from the mid-80s to the mid-90s Saturday and Sunday, and the heat index could come close to 100 degrees. Meteorologist Zachary Yak says people should also keep an eye on possible showers.
Just make sure you're checking the weather at least a couple times a day just to, you know, get an idea if storms are going to develop, when they may get to the city.
Yak says if you're headed outdoors in the heat this weekend, make sure you stay hydrated and take frequent breaks. Well, you might not have seen it yet, but if you've been near the downtown lakefront, you have definitely heard the lead up to this weekend's Chicago Air and Water Show. And at a rehearsal today, my colleague Camilla Trimberger Ruiz asked some people what they think about this annual tradition.
The sound of it is like, you know, kind of shakes you up, but it's amazing, right?
It's a little bit crowded during the actual, so we come on Friday when there's not as many people.
It's a colossal waste of taxpayer money.
It's just so fun to see the planes flying in formation and see all the different types of planes.
I primarily like the main events, either the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds.
It's my favorite occasion throughout the year.
You heard from Maria Mogel, Rick Barry, Samuel Robert Phillips, Dina Sons, Warren Majors, and Pamela Ferretti, all along Lake Michigan during today's rehearsal for the Air and Water Show. You're listening to The Rundown. Each fall, more than 1,500 freshmen start class at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, and half are the first in their family to attend college. This is a big milestone for a group of people that faces challenges not only in applying to college, but in adjusting to it and graduating. Our higher education reporter Lisa Kurian-Phillip spoke with one student as she was getting ready to transition to college life this fall.
Jayla Ward and I meet in the backyard garden of her uncle's house in Lee, Illinois.
I guarantee you, anybody listening probably doesn't know where that is. I just want you to imagine cornfields. Down the street, I have a neighbor with cows, and I'm currently looking at windmills, so I hope that gives you like a good idea of where we're at.
Jayla is tall, lanky, and in very fashionable contrast to her surroundings, with tailored black pants and a matching black vest over a white turtleneck. Her reddish curls cascade around blingy, Saturn-shaped earrings. Jayla grew up in Chicago's western suburbs with her mom, who's a housekeeper. She came to Lee earlier this summer to stay with her uncle before she moves onto campus. Lee is a town over from DeKalb, where she'll be going to college to study marketing.
I wanted to find a job before all these people come to college and then steal the jobs. One thing about me, I don't like being broke. I've had a part-time job since the second I turned 16.
The move paid off. She got a job at Goodwill and has already started working there 25 to 30 hours a week. It's just one of many steps Jayla has taken to prepare herself and the people around her for her college journey, because no one in her family has done this before. And there are things the 18-year-old has had to think about that her classmates from wealthier, college-educated families don't, like juggling her new job with classes and studying, along with an unpaid marketing internship she scored with NIU's athletics department.
Truthfully, I really wish I could just quit my job and focus on this internship, but I have to support myself. I have all these big dreams and these big aspirations, but I just don't think I'm gonna have the time for it all. I'm just gonna try to do the most that I can.
It is, after all, the full college experience Jayla wanted. That's why she ultimately chose NIU.
It's the cheapest, and I get to live on campus, and they got a good business school. It works for me.
Jayla makes her college decision sound so easy breezy, but really, it was a process. She had to find a college that was both a good fit and affordable. And again, no one in her family could tell her, hey, you might really like it at X, Y, and Z college.
So that's also pretty nerve-wracking. They can't give me some words of wisdom because they haven't gone.
Instead, she had to rely on her gut and a college access organization called Green Halo Scholars. They help low-income students in the western suburbs get to and through college. But Jayla's gut and Green Halo were sometimes at odds with one another. Like when Jayla committed to DePaul University, mostly for its name, Green Halo's director said, are you sure? It's too expensive for you to live on campus.
I like freaked out last minute because I'm like, oh my God, if I lose my scholarship, I would have to pay like $62K a year. That's like generational debt. I was seeing people like do their like buy their dorm stuff and I'm just like, that should be me.
In the end, NIU's affordability and the chance to live on campus won out. She got a scholarship that will cover almost all of her expenses. Now she's totally gung-ho about it. She's already bought an NIU shirt to wear on her first day, and she's planning to paint NIU and Huskies in the school colors on a pair of jeans, an idea she got from TikTok. In fact, with just a few days left before move-in day, Jayla mostly seems worried about her mom.
She doesn't want the baby bird to go out of the nest because I'm her only child. It's been me and her all my life.
That's why Jayla's got one more to do before moving into her dorm next week.
I'm gonna leave a bunch of sticky notes around the house with random messages. So that way for like the first couple of days, maybe weeks, depending how good I hide a couple of the sticky notes, she's just gonna like open various things and then see little notes left by me.
So her mom can find reminders of Jayla and feel her close. Lisa, Corey, and Philip, WBEZ News.
Weather sunny and hot today, high in the low 90s, and then partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, low in the mid-70s, and then, of course, hot and humid for the weekend, highs in the low 90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.